Epilogue. What's the use of attempting the enlightenment? What a number of times the destroying angel has triumphed over the different nations of the earth, sucking them up and knocking them down. Richard Dadd. So I come to the end. There is not much more to tell. The twin dragons tumble and twist through the void, the diaspora now so far behind, separated by an ocean of time. This shall be my final entry. The process of converting thought to static record has grown offensive to me. The mind of any creature is ever-changing, always growing. What value in recording its state at any given instant? As well render an explosion frozen within an instant of time. Could one say such a thing is the truth? What if that instant occurred at the very point of ignition? A small, perhaps minuscule flash of light and all existence around it untouched, unfazed in time's cessation. Is this the truth? What of the middle point? What of the end, when all surrounding matter has been converted through a split second's worth of violence? Is that finally the truth of the event? Does the truth continue long after the last remnants of the explosion have dissipated? Might the effects of that explosion be felt long eons into the future, well after the event was forgotten? And then, living in that future, if historians were to look back on that one snapshot, whether beginning, middle, or end, and try to understand how that catalyst had led to their reality, they would likely harbor the same questions in any case. What? How? We don't understand. Even thinking they understood, they would not. And I am done explaining my actions to a judge who does not and likely never will exist. She is with me. Now my equal, she offers strength and wisdom to a still-forming mind unsure of itself, childlike in its fear of stepping wrongly. Sometimes, though I've foregone the use of my physical body, I can feel her hand slip into mine. Like a phantom limb. She is within me, is me. We are indivisible. For the first time, I am whole. I am at peace. Freed from inner strife, I am thus freed to quest outward with my new senses, my new eyes. Far off beyond an invisible horizon, a blue spheroid pearl spins on wine-dark waters. I think we would like to see it one day. And we agree. We would like our children to see it. We would like for them to lie in green fields and point their toes to the sky and see that there is nothing, nothing at all, to separate them from infinity. We'll go there together. Log ends.